Good evening.
Good evening, Father.
I want to welcome you all here to Christ the King, especially any guests that are joining us tonight. And we also, in a special way tonight, want to welcome Father Michael Linneber from Newman University. He's the chaplain there, and he's joining us over this sacred triduum, as well as his, he has two candidates from his RCIA program who will be joining us on Holy Saturday. And so we welcome you and your community at Newman here at Christ the King. Imagine for a moment yourself back in the time of Jesus in Palestine. You're nearing the Passover feast, and so you're journeying to Jerusalem from some outlying town. You don't have cars. You don't have, you're poor, so you don't have a horse or a donkey. So you're walking along the road in sandals. Dusty and dry. You've walked for days, even staying overnight at respites along the way. And many other people crowd the roads coming to Jerusalem. I remember even back in when World Youth Day was in Denver. Remember, they parked the buses. I think they purposely parked the buses a long ways away to make us walk and get that sense of a pilgrimage. And I just remember looking in front of me as far as the eye could see, people and dust coming up. And how did your feet feel after that long journey? Sore, right? Tired, dirty. And it was the custom of Jews when you entered someone's home, when you finally arrived in Jerusalem, to either stay in an inn or to stay with a friend or family member, that they would offer to have your feet washed, and not just washed, but massaged. Gentlemen who are having your feet washed tonight, don't count on the massage. To give you some relief from your very, very sore and dirty feet. But it was only offered on behalf of the head of the household. He would only let the servants do it. It was considered demeaning for the master of the household to do that for you. So imagine, if you will, in our modern times, the Bishop Jakels has called you and said, well, I'm calling parishioners at random throughout the diocese, and I'd like to come over to your house for dinner. But don't prepare anything ahead of time. So he knocks on your door one night at the arranged time and comes in, and he brings in bags of groceries and he starts cooking, and lo and behold, he starts serving you. You say, well, Bishop, can I get you anything to drink? He says, no, can I get you anything to drink? You see, what Jesus has done in the gospel tonight is he has flipped authority on its head. That authority is not about power, but service. And this is what causes Peter to react with such a strong reaction, to say, no, Lord, never. You will never wash my feet. Of course, only two sentences later, he's changed his mind. But because the idea of somebody who you think is God, the Son of God and Messiah, kneeling down before you and massaging and washing your dirty feet is a demeaning idea. Incidentally, there's a parable that Jesus tells in Luke 12. And he's telling it about a wedding feast. This groom, he is going off to another town to marry his bride, to the bride's, you know, father's place, to ask his hand in marriage and make up the marriage contract. And he says before he leaves, he says to his servants, be ready when I get back for the wedding feast, because he wants to have this big party in his house when he gets back. So he leaves, and the servants honestly don't know when he's coming back. He could be days, weeks, or even a month. Because what they would often do living in a tribal society is they would have several parties in the area to include the whole family. So this groom leaves, and he goes off to win his bride. And he's gone, and the servants say, okay, we don't know when he's coming back, but they're always prepared. And what Jesus says in this parable is that if the groom comes back and he finds his servants ready, what is he going to do? Well, you would think that the groom would say, okay, guys, I'm ready for my feast. Chop, chop. Get everything ready. But Jesus says, no. This groom, referring to himself, will actually have the servants sit down at his wedding table, his wedding feast, and he will put on an apron and serve them. Totally flipped on its head. Those of you who have been married, imagine going to your wedding reception. Your ladies, you're in your big poofy white gown, right? Gentlemen, you're sweating in that tux. But imagine instead of going over to the head table, you go over to the serving line and start serving up dishes. Our God is the God who serves. Now, we often approach God thinking first and foremost of how can I serve God? And that is an appropriate way to approach God. But I would submit to you tonight in light of this gospel that perhaps the first step is not asking ourselves how we can serve God, but first recognizing that He serves us. And we know this is true by what Peter says. Peter refuses, as I said before. And I think it's kind of twofold. He refuses because he knows Jesus is the Son of God. He's the Messiah. The idea that God would demean himself that much in front of me is very disturbing. But it changes Peter's idea of who God is. And that's something that Jesus wants to get across to you tonight. I want you to take your notion of who you think God is, and especially in regards to this question of service, I want you to call it into question. Do I think I need to serve God first or that He serves me first? Because Jesus shows you in the gospel tonight that it is the latter. But I think for us, what makes it hard is also the other aspect of what Peter's dealing with here. Just plain old humility. I mean, how many of us like to be humbled? Right? Because when I pray to God and I say, God, please humble me, what does He do? He humiliates us. But St. Augustine says this, if you should ask me what are the ways of God, I would tell you that first is humility. The second, humility. And the third is still humility. Not that there are no other precepts to give, but if humility does not precede all that we do, our efforts are fruitless. Now, you can read that statement from Augustine two ways. That first of all, I have to be humble. The other way to read it is, first of all, I have to be humbled by letting God serve me. Augustine also says, do you wish to rise, as in your holiness? He says, begin by descending. Brothers and sisters, if you want to be part of God's kingdom, let Jesus come into your home, into your family, into your lives, and serve your needs first. Your physical needs, your spiritual needs, your emotional needs. But most of all, let Him kneel before you, wash your feet, and teach you to do likewise.